Coming up on episode number 1043, well, it's time to pay tribute, as we do every several years, to my favorite singer-songwriter, one of my favorite singer-songwriters of all time, a guy whose music is covered almost as much as Bob Dylan and the Beatles and Joni Mitchell. He's almost up there, and he does a lot of great covers himself. I'm talking about Declan McManus, better known as Elvis Costello. Let's listen to the Elvis Costello Cover Story Volume 3. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday night. It is Wednesday, August 27th, 2014, 2014, if you prefer. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another Cover Story edition of Coverville Tonight. Just one performer under the spotlights, and that's a guy who turns 60 this week, Mr. Elvis Costello. I'm a huge fan, as you probably know. If you're a frequent listener to Coverville, you know that I've done two other Elvis Costello cover stories, but that his music gets sprinkled in whenever I get a chance. If I'm playing, doing a cover story for an artist that Elvis has covered, then I'll usually play the Elvis Costello version. He's just a really, really amazing songwriter. His lyrics are clever, they're witty, and he's got a unique voice, both in his singing style, but also in his lyrics, and we're going to hear a lot of that, both in songs that he's performing by other people, or as people take on his lyrics and provide their own interpretations of them. Let's start things off with a song that Elvis actually recorded, but then gave to his buddy Dave Edmonds, who actually had a huge hit with it. It's Girls Talk, and it's performed by Superscope from an EP they released in 2006 called Girls Smile, Girls Talk. Here is Superscope. You may not be an open
Now that your picture's in the paper, being rhythmically and modern, you can't have anyone that you have ever desired. All you gotta tell me now is why. Welcome to the working week. I know it don't fill you, I hope it doesn't kill you. Welcome to the working week. You gotta do it till you do it, so you better get to it. I owe your family how to kill to survive. But sooner waiting for the big day to arrive, but they know I feel like they bury me alive. Welcome to the working week. I know it don't fill you, I hope it doesn't kill you. Welcome to the working week. You gotta do it, do it, do it, so you better get to it. I know you're saying the city's alright when you only read about all them books. I'll spend your money in some convents. You never even bother to look. Sometimes I wonder if we're living in the same land.
Let's turn the microphone on. Welcome to the Working Week. That's such a short song. That is the group called the Methadones from the 21st Century Power Pop Riot compilation that came out in 2006 with a cover of Welcome to the Working Week. Great cover right there. Before that, You're No Good, covered by Elvis Costello. Now, that was a bonus track on the reissue of his 1989 album, Spike. It just came out, I want to say 4 or 5 years ago. Probably it was, knowing my dates, that was probably longer ago than that. But You're No Good, covered by Elvis Costello. Now, the most famous version of that song, of course, is by Linda Ronstadt, but the original version was by Dee Dee Warwick, who is the sister of Dionne Warwick. Pump It Up by Mudhoney, that one from the Freedom of Choice CD from 1992, and Superscope, covering Girls Talk, originally by Elvis Costello and written by Elvis Costello, but popularized by Dave Edmonds. Great, it's a great Dave Edmonds single, by the way. If you've not heard it, go check out the Dave Edmonds version. Actually, check out the Elvis Costello version as well. You won't be disappointed. Let's get to another set here, and we're going to start off with a song that's had a little bit of controversy. It was a song that Elvis recorded when he was visiting Belfast and noticed the kids in the army who were walking around the streets of Belfast with weaponry, you know, fully geared up and ready for to fight in the wars that were going on at the time. And it inspired him to write this. And despite the use of the N-word in this song, the BBC has never censored it. They've never bleeped it out. They've never covered it up. And in honor of that, I'm not going to play a censored version either. So let this be a little bit of an NSFW warning to you. The song does contain the use of the N-word, so I'm not going to say any more than that. Here is Peter Mulvey with his cover of Oliver's Army from his 2002 album, 10,000 Mornings.
Start the talking, I could talk all night. My mind's been sleepwalking while I've been setting the world to right. My goal is information. Have you got yourself an occupation? Oliver's Army is here to stay. Oliver's Army, they're on their way. And I would rather be anywhere else but here today. There was a checkpoint, Charlie. It did not crack a smile. Oh, it's no laughing party when you've been on the murder mile. All it takes is one itchy trigger, one more widow, one less white nigga. Oliver's Army is here to stay. Oliver's Army, they are on their way. And I would rather be anywhere else but here today. Yeah. calm is up for grabs. London is full of errors. You could be in Palestine, overrun by the Chinese light, with the boys from the Mersey and the Thames and the Times. But there's no danger, it's a professional career. All this could be arranged with just a word in Mr. Churchill's ear. If you're out of luck or out of work, we could send you to Johannesburg. Oliver's army is here to stay. Oliver's army, they are on their way. And I would rather be anywhere else but here today. Oh, I would rather be anywhere else but here today. This once, I'm gonna change my life until it's just as tiny or important as you like. And in time, we won't even recall that we spoke words that turned out to be as big as smoke disappears in the air. There's always something that's smoldering somewhere. I know it don't make a difference to you, but oh, it's all made a difference to me. You say
see me off in the distance, I hope. At the other end, at the other end of the telescope, the promise of indulgence in my confidential voice. Approach immortal danger, but you'll never know how close. Been down the hall, I overheard such a heavenly choir. They interrupted my evil designs. One day you were up in the clouds, the next thing you're down with the sweet Adelines. I know it don't make a difference to you, but oh, it's all made a difference to me. You see me off in the distance, I hope. At the other end, at the other end of the telescope. Lie down, baby, now don't say a word. There, there, baby, your vision is blind. Your head is so soft from all of that. I don't wanna hurt you now, but I think you're shrinking. Your half-naked ambition and your half-out of your wits are several tiny fractions that this portrait still omits. And it's so hard to pick the receiver up when I call. I never noticed you could be so small. The answer was under your nose, but the question never arose. I know it don't make a difference to you, but oh, it's all made a difference to me. Cause late in the evening, as I sit here moping with a bamboo needle on a shellac of Chopin and the cast iron heart that you failed to tear open. At the other end, at the other end of the telescope.
with their cover of Shipbuilding. You know, of all the songs that are songs about wars, that's got to be the only one that I'm aware of that is about the Falkland Wars, where they were rebuilding the ships that had been sunk in the harbor and then sending out new kids, new soldiers on those ships, basically to fight and die again. That's a song that Elvis Costello wrote with the intent of actually releasing four separate versions of it by four different people, himself, Robert Wyatt, and then a couple of other artists. And after he heard Robert Wyatt's version, he decided, you know what, we'll just release, it'll just be that one will be the single, that one will be the one we release. So before Elvis Costello released his version, Robert Wyatt had released a version on his, what was it, Memories of You, I think was the album, or... maybe it was just the single, just the Shipbuilding single. Elvis Costello did, of course, record his own version of that song as well. That version right there by Suede comes from a charity project for HELP, the children, what was it? I think the Children of Darfur, I think, if I remember correctly. Nope, of Bosnia. I had to look it up here to look at the notes. A charity project for the children of Bosnia back in 1995. Before that, a song that Elvis Costello wrote also for Till Tuesday, The Other End of the Telescope. And as good as that version is, it's even better when you pair it with the fantastic version sung by Amy Mann. Such a great version there, too. You'll find that on his 1996 album, All This Useless Beauty. Brandon Boyd, right before that, with a song, with a version of Allison, that one recorded for the 2005 album that was given away when you bought a couple pairs of jeans at the Gap. No, I'm not kidding. That is really how you got the Gap Favorite Songs CD in the fall of 2005. You bought a couple pairs of jeans. Peter Mulvey, with a cover of Oliver's Army, that one from his 10,000 Mornings CD from 2002. A cover of Elvis Costello's biggest hit to date, Oliver's Army. Believe it or not, the biggest hit Elvis Costello's ever had, at least in the UK. Went up to number two on the charts in the UK. Pretty wild. Elvis Costello's music translates well in other languages. Why don't we listen to a set of music of covers of Elvis's songs in different languages. And we're going to start off with one that was actually not an Elvis Costello original, but his version is probably the most famous, the most popular. Originally, it was by a band called Brinsley Schwartz, which was headed up by a guy named Nick Lowe, who wrote the song. I'm talking about What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. Here's a band called Kaba with their cover entitled Amor, La Paz y Entendimiento.
Más observo que los que Ana, claro que sí la tenía.
Oye, Ana, eres el que te equivocaste.
Vámonos a la otra parte, vamos.
Oh, my baby, baby, I love you more than I can tell. I don't think I can live without you. And I know that I never will. Oh, my baby, baby, I love you so it scares me to death. I can't say any more than I love you. Everything else is a waste of breath. I want you. You had your fun, you don't get well no more. I want you, my fingernails go dragging down the wall. Be careful, darling, you might fall. I want you. I woke up and one of us was crying. I want you, you said, young girl, I do believe you're dying. I want you, if you need a second opinion, as you seem to do these days. I want you, you can look in my eyes and I can count the ways. You mean to tell me, but seem to forget. I want you, since when were you so generous and inarticulate? I want you, it's knowing that she knows you now after only guessing. Is the thought of her undressing you? Are you? Wanneer het spookt rondom je bed, je hart slaat over, maar in de ochtend is de angst weer weggeëbt. Ik wil je, de gedachte dat ze denkt te weten wie je bent. Ik wil je, en te weten dat ze niet beseft wat je haar schenkt. Ik wil je, je mag het weten. Zwarte tranen zijn om jou. Ik wil je, wat sta je nou te staren? Wat wil je nou? Ik wil je, wil het ruiken, wil het weten, wil het zien. Ik wil je, en dan wil ik je horen zeggen dat ik het ook verdien. Ik wil je, doe je het ook het liefste. Gemaakt. Ik wil je, ik hou meer van je dan ik je heb gehaat. Ik wil. kussens in mijn bed dragen je naam en ik zeg ze. Ik wil je. Ik zal het blijven zeggen tot mijn tong door midden breekt. 10.000 maal 3 woorden tot je om genade smeekt. Ik wil je. Ik
sé que ella es la que lo ha puesto así. Son tantas noches la que vuelve a tropezar una y otra vez. Vidas extrañas, lo sé por qué. Ahora él contará su historia siempre sin final. Las guerras y cada batalla que libró, toda sin necesidad. Está pesado, sin estar loco, él solo quiere que se sepa su no puede hablar, él no puede verla. Le dice: lo único que tengo para ti es una reverencia más. Y ahora ves cómo va a ser, si es simpatía lo que puedes ofrecer. No hay baile al llegar a ti, no hay baile al llegar a ti.
No hay baile, which translates to no dancing, at least it's a cover of the Elvis Costello song No Dancing. That one by José Casas y La Pistola de Papá from the album of the same name from 2010. Before that, Los Desterrados from an album called London's Calling. It was a compilation album released a couple of years ago that had some great covers. And you'll look for a link in the show notes to where you can pick that up. It's really, really good. That was Yo No Quiero Ir A, or I Don't Want to Go to Chelsea by Los Desterrados. Before that, Lucretia, who did a version of I Want You, easily Elvis Costello's darkest song, for sure. Her version starts off in English, but flips over about halfway through, and the rest is in Dutch. That one from the album, oh, I'm going to mess this one up, Altijd Overleefd Je, I'm sure I got that wrong, from 2007, Lucretia, and a cover of I Want You. We start off things with Amor, Paz, and Entendimiento by Kaba. That one from La Más Completa Colección, The Most Complete Collection, which is like a greatest hits for Kaba. A cover of a song originally done by Brinsley Schwartz, but covered very famously and popularly by Elvis Costello. How about we get to our quota? We fulfill our quota of an a cappella version of a song in a cover story. And I had to go with this one because I don't have a lot of versions of this song that I like. This one I like a lot, but it's surprisingly not an oft-covered Elvis Costello song for being as popular as it is or as it was. Here are the Penny Loafers from their 1995 album Nabat with a cover of Veronica.
Is it all in that pretty little head of yours? What goes on in that place in the dark? Well, I used to know a girl and I could have sworn that her name was Veronica. Well, she used to have a carefree mind of her own and a devilish look in her eye. These days I'm afraid she's not even sure if her name is Veronica. Do you suppose the waiting man tonight, Veronica, has gone to hide it all the time she laughs?
your dream with a wolf at the door, reaching out for a rock.
Well, it was all 65 years ago, when the world was the street where she lived, and a young man sailed on a ship in the sea with the picture of a rock on the Empress of India. And as she closed her eyes upon the world, she spoke his name out loud again. Do you suppose a maiden has a life for all of God? Has she gone to hide it? All the time she laughs at those who shout her name and steal the quote. Veronica, Veronica. Very quiet and still, and they call her a name that they'll never get right, and if they don't, then nobody else will. Cause she used to have a carefree mind of her own, and a devilish look in her eye, singing, you can't call me anything you like, but my name is Ba-ba-ba-ba. Do you suppose a waiting man's alive, Veronica, has she gone to hide it? All the time she laughs at those who shout her name, Veronica. Oh, Veronica.
Thanks. of today. Just throw the dreams away and play at love. And give that love away to anyone who says I love you.
Tasman Archer with a song from an EP she released called Shipbuilding. Now, she on that album, she covered four different Elvis Costello songs, maybe five, four or five. If the name sounds familiar, you might remember from the 90s with a song called Sleeping Satellite, a beautiful, beautiful song. And she's just got an amazing voice. I love the clarity and the definition of her voice. She's actually she's released quite a few things since then. All of it really good, and I'd love to see another cover album from her because, like I said, I love listening to her voice. Tasman Archer from the Shipbuilding EP and a cover of New Amsterdam. Don't Throw Your Love Away, a cover of The Searchers song. That one by Elvis Costello with help from a band called Amsterdam. That one from a 2008 tribute to Liverpool called The Number Ones album. Dan and Matt Wilson, the guys behind Semisonic and Trip Shakespeare, with a cover of Lip Service. They recorded that as part of a concert they did in Minneapolis in 2010. And you can download that entire album for, I want to say, $15. It goes right to them, as opposed to going through iTunes or Amazon or anything like that. Go check it out. I believe it's over on Bandcamp, and you'll find a link, as always, in the show notes for this episode. We start things off with an a cappella version of Veronica, that one by the Penny Loafers, from their album Nabat. You knew we'd get to a cover of this one sooner or later. This one is very, very cool. Very, I don't know. It distances itself from the original very well. How's that? These are the Henry Girls from their 2011 album December Moon and a cover of Watching the Detectives.
Just like watching the detectives. Just like watching. about some things I've heard. Everybody's crying mercy when they don't know the meaning of the word. A bad enough situation, sure enough getting worse. Everybody's crying justice, just as long as this business first. Toe to toe, touch and go, give a cheer, get your souvenir. Roll running round in circles, don't know what they're headed for. Everybody's crying peace on earth just as soon as we win this war. Straight ahead, knock 'em dead. Pack your kit, choose your hypocrite. You don't have to go to Off-Broadway to see something plain absurd. Everybody's crying mercy when they don't know the meaning of the word. When they don't know the meaning of the word. Nobody knows the meaning of the word.
Goose step dancing, can't hear myself speak. Open the eyes of the ugly girls then. Settle for the lies of the last chances when. Slow motion drunk stick wallflower dancers.
Guana Bats from the Best of the Guana Bats from 2007, a cover of Radio Sweetheart, Everybody's Crying Mercy by Elvis Costello and the Imposters. That one from a 45 single, 45 RPM single. I think you can also find it on some sort of CD, B-sides release. Peace Songs is where you can find that. 2003 release, a cover of a song by Mose Allison. The Henry Girls starting us off in that set with Watching the Detectives from their 2011 album, December Moon. All right, one last set of music. Boy, it's been a lot of music, but, you know, we got to get some last stuff in here. Start things off with the Mendoza Line. No, I'm sorry. The Mendoza Lane from a tribute to Elvis Costello from 2002 called Almost You. Here is Sleep of the Just.
A soldier asked my name, and did I? There cause I miss my calling. I should have been a clown. Stabbing in the back every time I turn around. Can I know you wish when I never been told? Won't you please forgive me? Just try to understand. You're pouring water on a drowning man. You're pouring water on a drowning man.
From his album Kojak Variety, which was a great double album of covers. That is, well, actually, I guess it's a double album of covers if you buy the special edition. Just a single album of covers if you don't. Back in 1994, he released that. It's Pouring Water on a Drowning Man, a cover of a song by Drew Baker. Jamie Leonhart with a cover of Possession. Now, back 10 years ago, almost 10 years ago when I started Coverville, Jamie was one of the first musicians to reach out to me with music and say, hey, here's a bunch of covers that I've recorded over the years. Play them. Enjoy them, link to them, whatever, and really, really happy to introduce folks to Jamie Leonhart. That song and the album it's on is no longer available online, so I can't link you to any of her current, or I can't link you to that song, but please do go check out her music on Amazon and iTunes, because she's just got an amazing voice. Great cover out there of Rainbow Connection and the Prince song from Purple Rain. What was that called? The Beautiful Ones. Oh, such a great version by Jamie of The Beautiful Ones. Go find that and buy it immediately. Elvis Costello and the Attractions right before that with a cover of Brown to Blue. That one from another all-cover album that Elvis recorded called Almost Blue. A cover, of course, of the song by George Jones. And that album was mostly covers of George Jones music with a few other old country stars thrown in. Such a great mix of stuff on there, though. And the first album that Nick Lowe wasn't involved in, so there was a definite difference in sound on that Almost Blue album. The Mendoza Lane, with a cover that they included on the tribute to Elvis Costello from 2002 called Almost You, the songs of Elvis Costello, their cover of Sleep of the Just. And with that, we're going to bring this edition of Coverville to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this as much as I did. I always enjoy listening to Elvis's music, whether it's him doing it or other people doing it. And I hope you do too. And I hope maybe that I've introduced you to some old favorites, some new versions of stuff you've already known, or maybe some new songs that you need to go check out. In any case, thanks for listening. And if you want to get in touch with me, email me. Requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can also call the request line, that number, 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. You can also visit coverville.com, your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. Make sure to go check out all the good stuff there, and new stuff coming soon, I promise. Just keep an eye out. I can't tell you what it is yet. We'll be back next week with another edition of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, or you can hear podcasts so good, the angels want to wear your frog pants.
Program so good, it's like you're there.